Good morning and welcome to Neocotti View. I'm Peter Newman, and our guest this morning is the city manager of Manzanita, Jerry Taylor, who is celebrating his 20th year in that position. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Congratulations. 20 years for city manager is quite a time.
Well, I tell people it's a long time in dog years.
Well, we're speaking to you from City Hall. Who knows what business will be conducted as we sit here. But let's start by saying, roll it back 20 years ago, and how do you get the job?
Well, I'd been the city supervisor of Cedar Woolley, Washington, and my employment ended there, change in political leadership, and they decided they wanted a new direction, as they say. And so I was looking for another position, and this happened to be one that came up. So, and I'm obviously from Oregon. I've been an Oregon city manager before, Manzanita, for 9 years in Cornelius. And so I'm familiar with the Oregon system, so that seemed a good fit, and the rest is history. We basically came down and interviewed, and it was a good fit.
So is there a school for city managers or this sort of a position? How do you train for it, or is it all on the job?
There's several schools that specialize in training public service people. I happen to go to the University of Oregon School of Community Service and Public Affairs, which is now name something else, but I mean that's where I went to, and then also to the University of Washington, and just to get the general public service training. I think the most that you learn though is in the field, because most of the training that you get is really aimed at other levels of government, and so you really can't get the feel for it until you really get into the saddle and really start doing it.
We'll talk about the job in particular, because it's an interesting job in that it is. It's an administrative position, but it's very closely aligned with the politics of the community, and yet you have to be a little bit back off from that part of it, too. The dynamics have got to be really fascinating.
Well, yes. I mean, in the private world, I'd be the president, and the city council would be the board of directors. The mayor would be the chairman of the board. So a lot of people think I'm the mayor, because that's kind of common thing that people think of as being the leader of the community, but in the council manager form, the it acts just like a private system, and the council is the board. They hire a professional administrator. I answer to the board as a whole, and I'm responsible for operations of the city on a day-to-day basis and anything long-term that the council wants to give to me.
Is this a form of government that's more common with smaller communities?
It isn't. I mean, a lot of larger communities in Oregon and around the nation use the council manager form. I think the largest one in the state is probably Eugene. Salem also has one. Gresham, Tigard, number of cities in the area have city manager forms. It's interestingly enough, since I did work in Washington, the Washington form tends to be more of the administrator, called the council administrator form, where the administrator is hired by the mayor rather than by the council and reports to the mayor. In Oregon, you have the council manager form, where the manager reports to the council, is more common.
Mm-hmm. Well, in either case, it seems to me one of the advantages is you get in this position somebody who is really, in your case, literally schooled in the business of how city government works. Whereas if it's a mayor, you will have voted for a particular ideology, but not necessarily a set of competencies.
Well, and that's really the beauty of the system, is that I serve at the pleasure of the council. I'm basically they're the ones that determine the direction the city is to go. I'm there to provide the professional skills to try to get them to where they want to go. And again, if you forget that, if in my position, you quickly find that you're looking for another job.
Well, I imagine there must be times in which there's a very popular position that the council or a mayor may wish to take, and not necessarily here in Manzanita, but in other communities. And you have to, are you the guy that has to say, you know, on the ground in reality, that's just not going to work the way you think it's going to work?
I am always that's what I wanted. I tell my bosses what they need to hear rather than what they want to know. But the fact is, if they choose to go a direction that I think is unwise, that's certainly their choice. It is their city, not mine. And so if they wish to go in a direction, I'll do my best to get it the way they would like it. But I'll tell them if I have reservations about it, I'll tell them before they make that decision that here are the roadblocks you're going to encounter, and you might want to consider another path.
Have you done that and seen some of the modifications that would come from something like that?
I have, and it bothers me sometimes because I think a lot of people, because I have been in a position for a long time, or even a city manager who comes in fresh, a lot of people tend to follow that lead, which is great for me. It's very gratifying for me, but I always want to make sure that I'm not doing what I want to do. I want to make sure what they want to do. And if there's a way to do what they want to do, I want to be able to provide that.
So Manzanita 20 years ago versus what we see today, what's broad brushes, what's the difference?
Hopefully not too much, and because that's the way Manzanita wants it. I've come from other communities that really want to grow and expand and develop and be a different animal than they are today. I think if you ask any resident of Manzanita, they would be very happy if it just stopped. I mean, everything growth just stopped and everything was like it was. It's a quiet little community, not too many people to in the downtown area. But unfortunately, we're just not in that situation. Growth happens, and so we have to deal with that. So the things that we've done in Manzanita over my 20 years have all been good things to kind of keep the character, but that's always been in the background, is we don't want to lose what we have. We want to make sure that the things that we do enhance the character of the community rather than create another animal that we really didn't want to create.
Our guest this morning on Neocone View is Jerry Taylor. He is the city manager of Manzanita. And I imagine, as you just described, no-growth position, even within a community such as this, there has to be a split between, let's say, the business community, people who live here full-time, people who have vacation homes here.
That is an unusual piece of a community like this, and there are several communities on the coast that way. About 70% of our homes are owned by people who don't live here. And so they pay taxes, they come on the weekends or more frequently, but they don't get to vote on anything because basically the residents of the city are the ones that get to vote. And so I see our council over the years as being very sensitive to that and trying to reflect some of the values and the needs of the second homeowners. But not losing sight of the fact that they also serve the residents, and the residents at times will have different views than the second homeowners and or the business community.
That has got to be a difficult balancing act.
It is, and again, we've had some very good councils who've been able to do that over the years so that one group doesn't overpower the other. Some people will think it is. Some people will think, geez, they're doing a whole lot for this particular group, and why are they doing that? But I think that on the whole, everybody is really an equal partner, and the councils are trying to balance all of those needs of all of those people.
Well, I'm interested. Can you give us a for instance of where, where the various communities have been, if not at odds, there's a difference of approach or opinion, and how that was resolved?
I think one of the hot buttons in this community is short-term rentals, and where you have people who buy a home to invest in it as an investment property rather than as a residential property, and you have people who move here or have lived here and are object to the fact that their neighbor or someone down the street is there's a stream of cars or a number of people that are going into that house. The way Manzanita has dealt with it is by basically regulating the short-term rentals so that the impact of the rentals is as little as possible. It's still an impact, but the fact is that the rentals are held to a standard whereby some of the issues with a transient population going through these homes are dealt with by the rules that we have. And that has happened. That is really a work in progress and has been going on for the last 20 years in terms of how do we deal with this. But as far as I can tell, we don't have we still have some folks who are just violently against short-term rentals. But the fact is that most people will accept the fact that as long as they're regulated and the rules are followed, that they're okay. They're not preferred, but they're okay.
So are short-term rentals on balance good for the, if nothing else, is it good for the economy of the city?
Sure, because obviously it brings people into the community to go with the businesses. But I think that a very real possibility or a very real reality is the fact that our property tax rate in Manzanita is 42 cents per thousand, and that's just for the city. You may pay a much higher rate, but that includes the school and the county and all the fire district and all those other entities. But only 42 cents goes to Manzanita. We get about three times more in revenue from the transient lodging tax than we do from the property tax. And that's a real change or a real difference from some of our neighboring communities that don't have that. Most of their money comes from property tax, but they also have a higher property tax rate.
Manzanita has a geographically limited commercial zone, and I imagine that that's part of that. Let's not get growth out of hand here.
I think that there was a desire to have services for the community, to make sure that we, you know, provided services for the community, but actually short-term rentals was a kind of a compromise in itself because we don't provide a large commercial area where large hotels could be built. We have some hotels, but we don't have a much larger commercial area that might attract those hotels. But we allow short-term rentals in the neighborhoods. And so it's about, in terms of the dollar amount from transient lodging tax, it's about 55% from the hotels and 45% from the short-term rentals.
And it occurs to me as we're talking in the middle or almost the middle of summer, there is a very, very large state park just on your border, which has to skew things even more in terms of visitation and how you deal with services and so forth.
We have a lot of visitors from the park coming up and patronizing the businesses. But for campers, I mean, basically they're doing a lot of activities in the park, and the park is really good about having activities for people in the park. So there is impact or are impacts, but they're not as prevalent because, again, there's a lot of people down in the park, but they don't come to town for everything. They are doing things in the park for their meals primarily, and it's more of a recreational walk or bike ride to come up into Manzanita and see what's going on in town.
And describe the urban growth boundary and how that works, because, yeah, you can look on a map and see precisely where the city limits are, but that doesn't fully define the community either.
Yeah, we have an urban growth boundary that butts up against the Neocone community, the Nehalem city of Nehalem, or city of Nehalem's urban growth boundary, and then to the south we run into the state park. So all the areas, there's about half of the land area of the community is outside of the city limits. By agreement with the county, we enforce our planning codes in those areas, in the areas in our urban growth boundary, but outside the city limits. But we don't provide urban services to them, nor do some of our city rules. For example, the short-term rental rules don't apply in the urban growth within the urban growth boundary outside the city limits. So, but again, we do have the control of the area. We go clear to the Glade on the east side, and to the north we go to almost to Nehalem Road. Although there's a subdivision between us and Nehalem Road.
So, what's the big issue right now?
Big issue right now. The council is looking at renewing or tightening up some of the short-term rental rules. In fact, we're going to be having a public meeting here shortly just to explain some of these changes so that people understand what the council is considering. We are doing some major construction projects, and they're not issues, but they're basically obviously things that are going to affect people within the community, such as the improvement of North Carmel Avenue between Lanita Avenue and almost all the way to the golf course. That's about $1.2 million project. So it's a nice thing to have. We don't really have any super negative issues going on at this time. But we do have a lot going on just in terms of development of city improvements.
And at least as of a few months ago, cannabis was on the table.
Yes, and there will be a measure on the November ballot which will give Manzanita residents, voters, an opportunity to say whether or not they wish to have marijuana businesses in their community. The vote for Measure 91 passed in the Pine Grove precinct, of which Manzanita is part, but there was no way to separate out exactly what the city of Manzanita residents thought about this issue, and so the issue in November will allow them to once and for all say, yes, I think they're okay, or no, we don't want businesses, marijuana businesses in our community. We only have one in the community now, and as a dispensary, a medical marijuana dispensary, by law, it would be allowed to stay regardless of what that vote was.
So I'm not asking you to take a position on it, but what are the issues on both sides with that one?
Many folks are, it is not my opinion, and I don't have opinions. Number one, I can't have opinions by law with regard to things that are on the ballot. But what I hear on both sides is that some people say on one side, the measure passed, Measure 91 passed in the Pine Grove precinct. People approve of this. There's no big impact on the community. It's just another business. It should be treated that way. That's one side. The other side is this represents a change in the character of our community. It doesn't belong in the community. We think that we agree with the concept that people should not be prosecuted for possession of marijuana, but we don't want to have a business in our community. And that's kind of the two sides.
Mm-hmm. Our guest this morning on Neocony View is Jerry Taylor. He is the city manager of the city of Manzanita. And looking in broader brushes here, one of the things I think that, you know, would certainly, I think, strike a visitor who bothered to look at real estate prices and that sort of thing, would find, boy, this would be a great community to live in and retire, but not to work in. And because it just, you know, the number of jobs is limited, but the expenses are pretty high. Is that a tension that you see down the road is going to, you know, be there, if not increase?
I think you are correct. And the underlying piece is there. Even if you had people who want to come in, they have no place to live. The Manzanita itself is an expensive place to live. Rent-wise, if there are long-term rentals, and there are not many in the community, in the area, so I think that this is not just for service industry people who are working in businesses, but also professionals who might be coming in working at the medical clinics or the hospitals or things like that, or teachers coming in. It's difficult to find housing, so I think that kind of governs what the community is about. There is a need for some services, but the fact is that we can't attract people to get them because the prices can be high, and some of the things are just not found, such as housing.
Either by law or design, is Manzanita about as dense as it's ever going to be?
We have a comprehensive plan that basically says that you can build a duplex on any single any 5,000 square foot lot. So if everybody built duplexes, yes, we'd get more density. What we find is that some people choose to build a single family home. So it kind of balances off. But by law, we are required to accept density, but we don't see people overdoing it. We don't see people buying a chunk of property and putting a duplex on it because they can have two units that they can work with. We see people just building a home. I am seeing over the course of the 20 years, we used to have people who built very, very large houses. Now they are much more compact, much smaller, very nice houses, but nonetheless much smaller than what I've seen in the past. And that's what we seem to attract. We seem to attract people who want to come and build their beach house or cabin or whatever they'd like to call it, and just have a place of their own at the beach.
So what's Manzanita going to look like in 20 years? About the same?
Really depends. We have some things that are in the works right now. We have a very large area in our urban growth boundary that could be developed, And if that develops, it'll probably change the flavor of the community once it develops. A lot of infill going on right now, a lot of people building on lots that no one would ever think would be buildable, but they are building on them. And so we will continue to have, I think, steady growth. I think what you see is that's not by choice, by the community's choice, but the fact is if you add a quarter million or half a million people to the Willamette Valley over the course of 20 years, we're at the end of the hose when people want to come to the beach. And so you're going to have all those people wanting to come to the beach and wanting to experience it and be part of it. Our neighbors to the north are already experiencing that kind of overabundance of folks. And we're starting to see it as well in Manzanita, that it's getting very busy in the summertime and the tourist season is becoming more spread out throughout the year.
And that has to have impact because water, sewer, electrical, social services, all the other utilities, all those things that make a place possible to live in, those get impacted with the more people that are there, but it also provides opportunities as well.
Yeah. We do a good job, and our other utilities do a good job of planning for those kinds of things. I think that I want to say we have no problems, but the fact is we really have a good water system. We have a good sewage system. We meaning the region, because that's obviously run by the Nehalem Bay Wastewater Agency. But those kinds of things are pretty well covered. But you are correct, though, in terms of the social services, in terms of the people services. That's where we tend to lack, and we, for example, we see more homeless folks circulating on our streets than we have in the past. We have more people that our police deal with mental issues, and those are difficult because again, the resources have not been applied in the state for those kinds of things to deal with the volume that you can expect. So. I have worked in the Willamette Valley. I've worked in other larger cities, and we experience the same issues that those big cities do. But they're just smaller in scale, but they're still there. Those problems still have to be dealt with.
So, do you when you see those problems, if not right in front of you, but you can see down the road, is there a higher power that you can go to? Hey, county government, hey, local district. Hey, state, we need to address this together.
I think there are a lot of efforts to do that. That we try to get together as cities and talk about these kinds of issues. But also, our county is real cooperative in terms. Tillamook County is very cooperative in terms of working with our portion of the county to deal with these issues. Some of them are their services that are being affected, health services and such. But the I think it is still it goes uphill. I mean, we have the county and the cities working with the state and trying to figure out some of these issues. I know there are some task forces out there that are working on some of the housing issues, for example. But it's these are problems that Manzanita on its own can't handle, and nor can any of the small cities. It really is something where everybody has to get together and work on them.
Jerry Taylor is the city manager of Manzanita. Looking back on 20 years on the job, what's the thing you're most proud of?
I'm proud of the fact that we've been able to get people together because we had a kind of a disjointed community before. It was kind of chewing on itself and going forward, but not really as fast as it could or as well as it could. But I'm proud of the fact that a lot of our accomplishments, which are, and I say it's ours because it's really not mine. It's really the communities. They've gotten together. They've identified issues. They've gone forward and they've solved them. Our fire district, the formation of our fire district up here is an example. Yes, I can say that my first city council identified that as something that I should encourage. I should try to see if there's any way that we can get a fire district formed so that we don't have these seven little jurisdictions with fire services in the same location working on the same thing. And that took 15 years, but the fact is that it was just a matter of everybody finally getting together and contributing their piece, and then eventually it came to a point where it was an issue that could go forward and could be formed. And Manzanita, I want to say, is famous for that. But the fact is that that's where I'm most proud of, is I've been able to work with people and get some of these issues taken care of that have been hanging fire for a long time.
Is there, would you describe a look to Manzanita? Because it really does look different than a lot of the communities around here.
We use the word eclectic. Small buildings on small lots. People use the village character quite, although I don't think anybody defines that in the same way. We really try to look clean and village-like, but we don't try to make everything look the same. We don't have a style that we require everybody to follow. And as you can imagine that, and this is always a case of Manzanita, if a new building gets built, 50% of the people will like it, 50% of the people will hate it. And then over time, everybody gets used to it, and everybody, it kind of blends into the community, and everything is fine again. But any kind of change, any kind of new building or new thing that happens, always will have that element in Manzanita. The folks here are not shy with their opinions, and will always let you know if they don't like something. But again, once they get used to it, they say, "Well, it's not so bad as what I thought it was originally."
Well, you are in the position of city manager for 20 years, and what prompted this? This talk was seeing the article on you in the North Coast Citizen, which says you're going to sort of ease yourself out of it starting when? Next year sometime? But not entirely.
Yes. The council has been very supportive of my activity here. And I've suggested that when I go in to take my retirement at the end of this year, that I be allowed to continue on on a half-time basis, which I'm allowed to do under the retirement, and just continue on for couple years and just ease the organization into another city manager, or at least make sure that we don't lose some of the good things that we've been able to do over the years. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be hiring an assistant city manager to train. Perhaps that person will have an inside track to be able to take over my job when I eventually want to go completely into retirement.
I've heard talk they're researching cloning, too. Well, in a position that, I think in that article in the North Coast Citizen, you say that average is about 5 years in a position, something like that?
It's about 5 years.
And so you're in for 20.
In my field, I think there are a couple of managers, and some managers see themselves as change agents. And so they really read lightning rods. I mean, they really want to be out in front of everybody, and they want to direct a community in a different direction, or at least provide the opportunity for somebody to throw darts at, just so in case they and so they don't stay as long as someone such as myself. I would consider myself a maintenance manager, basically one that kind of flows with the different city councils and flows with the direction of the community. And I don't have any personal goals for the way this community should go. My goal is to make sure that I'm following their goals.
Well, congratulations on 20 years as city manager of the city of Manzanita.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'm Peter Newman. Thank you for joining us this morning on Neocon View, and of course, we'll see you again next month.